Bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, it was an interesting week when it came to the economic data that we got last week. Most of it pretty positive. And then we got that jobs report on Friday, which was pretty odd. What did you make of that? Only 12,000 jobs added in the month of October. That was well below expectations, which I think were around 100,000.
It was 113,000 is what they were looking. And Ryan, that estimate of the 113,000, I was told as I was doing my research that that was a lower number because they expected softness because of the Boeing strike as well as the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came out as 12,000, it was like, oh, well, the reason for it being that low was because of those two things. But, you know, not only did the jobs report come out at 12,000, but we saw that August was adjusted to a gain of 78,000, and they also updated the September numbers down to 223,000. So together, those net revisions lowered the previous month by an additional 112,000 jobs lost. But, you know, those revisions take place all the time, but it was bad news on top of bad news, and it couldn't have come at a worse time because right now the economy, the job situation is foremost on a lot of people's mind, that and, you know, the security of the country. So when they see that kind of a number, it's like, uh-oh, are we starting to see a trend here where things might be softening? And, of course, you and I are always reminding everybody 1 or 2 months, 3 months does not necessarily represent a trend, but it's something certainly that is on a lot of people's minds because It was so far beyond below anything that was even remotely anticipated. It was an eye opener when we saw 12,000 jobs created on that for the month of October.
Yeah, and I think it just reinforced the idea that the Federal Reserve was right to begin cutting interest rates, and you wonder if that's going to have an impact on their next decision on all of that. And the jobs market, that's now the focus with inflation. We got an inflation report last week that showed, you know, still a little sticky at spots, but it's still, for the most part, coming down to that range that the Federal Reserve wants it at, and it's the jobs market. That's the focus right now. Now, I did see Senator Marco Rubio saying that, you know, that these are fake reports that were sent out previously, and the revisions prove that and all. To me, that makes no sense because if it were the Biden administration and Harris, if they were you know, manipulating all of this, why in the world would you have that report come out right before the election? if you were putting out fake reports, you would wait until after the election to do it.
Joe Biden was in charge of that, so he decided to drop that bomb on Friday.
Right.
But no, I mean, you know, Ryan, when they had the revision a couple of months ago, where they revised it down 818,000 jobs, they were cleaning up the numbers and making everything accurate. That's what we want. Yeah. Same thing happened during the Trump administration, where we had a period of time where I think 515,000 jobs were taken out. So, yeah, I get the political stuff. You and I understand it makes great talking points, but when you boil things down to the reality of what's really going on, that's not the case. You mentioned the Fed. I think that the Fed, if we did not have this jobs report on Friday, I was fully expecting this week for them to come out and say, we're going to pause interest rates. Just no further cuts at this point and give it a little bit more time to digest some additional data. But I think with what we had on Friday, now it's a foregone conclusion that the Fed will probably roll out a quarter point interest rate cut. And, you know, what they've got to be thrilled with is it's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's after the election. So now nobody's going to look at them saying, well, the only reason you did this, because, you know, you and I kind of just shrug and smile anytime somebody says that it's being influenced by political pressure, because I think, if anything, Jerome Powell's proved they're immune to that. But, yeah, we'll find out on Wednesday what they're going to do and this week. And again, I think a quarter point cut is what most of us are expecting at this point in time, given all the data that's on the table.
I think you're right. Jay Ratliff, our market expert, who you can find online, again, at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Well, buckle up for tomorrow, and I appreciate everybody honoring a veteran by voting tomorrow.